My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Yiner Diaz.
Yiner hits one high. Ball. Game over. Jordan said something to Yiner on his way back to the dugout, and Yiner crushed one for the winner.
Hey, bartender, I need a little extra in this one. That is a beautiful Yiner bomb.
Yeah, that was fun last night, man. Well, it was fun at the end. It was a tough watch for us.
It was fun, and as long as the Astros had won, you can think, oh, those four errors that the Astros had while Kikuchi was pitching made for a more interesting game.
It was a tough watch for about 2.5 hours, to the point where I actually had a few people reach out to me and say, hey, even if they win, I don't even know if you can ask the people when you get in at 6 o'clock. Even if they win, this has been so sloppy, I don't know if you can ask the people, have you heard the good news? And I said, you may be right, faithful listener, loyal tweeter, Xer, whatever you are, you may be right. But when Yiner walks it off, man, and the key here, Seth, when the Mariners lose shutout style to the Dodgers 3-0, and the Astros now have a 5-game lead. The Astros, as I look at the standings right now, they now sit closer to the Yankees with the best record in the American League than the Mariners, who have the second best record in the American League West. So I can ask the people, have you heard the good news? Have you heard the good news? The Astros are up 5 now in the American League West.
In the AL West. Well, playing an assortment of minor leaguers and guys.
Yeah, dude.
That first baseman who are catchers.
That should not be discounted. They are kind of doing this and have been doing this,
right. Especially
in the rotation, with a little bit of spackle and toothpaste and duct tape. Yeah.
But with also with Yiner, your first baseman, which it was hard. There was a play last night where Yiner had no choice but to come off the bag because he's
short.
He's not your typical first baseman, and couldn't field a throw, an errant throw from Altuve in time to get his foot back on the bag.
Yeah.
That was one of the errors, of the four that we're talking about. But Yiner comes up huge, almost gets it up onto the train tracks there on a walk-off after, as you heard Callis say, Jordan gave a little something to Yiner on his way to the plate.
Yeah, Jordan struck out on 3 pitches against Kenley Jansen, and they said something to each other, and Yiner hit that home run, I think, on the first pitch.
Yeah.
And he pointed his bat over at the dugout.
Presumably at Jordan himself.
Yeah, say, thank you, buddy.
So in hindsight, it's nice that Jordan struck out. Because Jansen, a pitcher who the Astros have historically just owned. I get so excited when Jansen comes out onto the mound.
As you should.
Yeah,
as an Astros fan.
Yeah, yeah, he has that look on his face almost like, I know my fate. I know, I'm going to the guillotine.
These guys know exactly what's coming.
Yeah.
Not even a trash can thing.
Yep. And there you have it. So it was a really good victory after some sloppy fielding. You missed Bregman last night, but ultimately doesn't matter for last night.
It sounds weird to say because they had four errors in the game, but these are the types of wins good teams get, man. Mm-hmm. They brought their C-minus game last night and they beat a good baseball team. The Red Sox are a playoff contender right now. Even though they can't beat the Astros. They cannot find a way to beat the Astros. Astros 4-0 against them now on the season. That was cool to see, and I think, probably aside from Yiner's home run and aside from what Yiner has turned into this year, he's leading the team in RBIs this year, and he's been fantastic. This was Kikuchi's most impressive outing for me so far, and he's had four good ones.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't made it six innings yet. He's made it 5 2/3 three times and 5 1/3 another time. So for whatever reason, he can't get to six innings. His pitch count gets up. I think he threw 97 pitches last night. So that it made sense to pull him when they did. Of course, Taylor Scott comes in and gives up a two-run homer, so it didn't work. But the Kikuchi that his teammates put him in so many rough spots last night, and he was still able to go out and do what he did and have a solid outing, I thought was pretty impressive.
Well, the really cool thing was on a night where they have four fielding errors while he's out there, he makes a brilliant play at home where he gloves the ball and just shovels it out of his glove to the catcher and make the play at home.
That was big.
Very very non-Framber like in his fielding.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
Yep.
And that's our boy. I like Kikuchi. I am so far happy to be 100% wrong about being skeptical of this trade.
Me too.
Now it's long-term, et cetera, et cetera. He's just a rental, but you can very much see, okay, if this team, with all of its minor league call-ups and all of the other issues that it's had, if they can pitch their way to glory for this year, then that was the appropriately aggressive move.
Yes.
Luis Garcia, not coming back up. Ever
not coming back.
Not in this calendar year.
Not coming back.
But Justin Verlander likely.
Verlander will come back.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got a few things to unpack here.
I don't want to say for sure until I see it.
Yeah. It'll be Wednesday if and when it happens for Verlander. So here's Espada. Let's not jump off the game quite yet. Let's get to Espada on Kikuchi's performance last night.
Credit to Kikuchi. He kept making pitches. He got two big double plays, one in the third, one in the fourth. He didn't let those mistakes affect him, and he got big outs when he needed to, and our offense just kept pushing, and we just kept getting big at-bats, big hits.
The two double plays were massive in the third and fourth innings. Those were the third inning was to get the first two outs. The fourth inning got him out of the inning. Those were big last. Like, so as bad as they were defensively, there were some things that happened that helped get him out of trouble.
And the other thing, too, as much as we talk about Kikuchi's embracing all of the analytics and the environment on the pitching staff and everything, one of our listeners pointed this out last week, and he was correct. It's, we probably need to mention just how good, typically, the Astros fielding is. And even last night, where they had so many errors, it was really good fielding also that helped Val Kikuchi out.
Big time.
As of a couple days ago, last time I checked it, they're the second best fielding team in baseball.
Yeah.
So that matters. So a pitcher comes in here, and not only does he get the benefit of the analytics, the advice from other guys, all of that, but he's got really good fielding behind him too.
Yeah.
Except for those four times.
Yeah, I think, and people are probably going to have to get used to Yiner at first base. I know that error was tough to watch last night. Yiner doesn't look like your classic first baseman, and it came back to roost. Caratini was 3-for-3 last night. His batting average is up to .290. If the outfield keeps hitting the way it is, like they brought up Trey Cabbage last night. They sent down Leon and brought up Cabbage last night. It's like they're scratching two sticks together in some ways until Tucker comes back. And Tucker took batting practice yesterday. We should mention that. But, like, Trey Cabbage is abysmal. And Chaz got a big hit last night. It was a little looper to right field. They manufactured that run in the eighth, which was huge. So, give Chaz credit for that. Came in, got a base hit. And Dubon gets the big RBI to tie the game up. Chaz had a stolen base to get into scoring position. Like, they were able to manufacture a run with the 7 and 8 spots in the order after Myers grounded into a double play in the eighth inning. But they don't have good hitting in the outfield right now, so they're going to have to find ways to creatively keep Yiner's bat in the lineup all the time, which would be the DH spot in first base. And when you have him at first base or DH, you can have Caratini back there at catcher. And it's not like Caratini's Mike Piazza or anything like that,
no.
But he's batting 290 on the season right now. He's a capable major league hitter, which you cannot say right now about Jake Meyers, Trey Cabbage, any number of guys they've trotted out in the outfield.
This is where I'm allowing myself to not be baseball nerdy with Caratini. In that, all right, you might say right now he's got an 808 OPS, the best OPS plus of his career by far. He's at 128. He's never been above 105 before. But if you look at him, his rookie year, he is 23 years old. And really, for the past 4 years, he's gotten a little bit better each year. So I don't know what he ends the season at or whatnot, but I do think that there is just the potential that he's just steadily gotten a little bit better at the plate every year.
Yeah,
and then
for
maybe
sure.
Being in the Astros organization too has helped him. So does he end up as an 808 OPS guy or not? I don't know, but I think he might actually be a genuinely above average hitter as a catcher, which is a really nice thing to have on your team.
Which is better than what they're putting out in the outfield right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about mixing and matching spots in the lineup, you know.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
So Caratini 3-for-3 last night. Yeah, I mean, as bad as they were defensively, they got a lot of contributions offensively last night. Jordan had 3 hits. Pena did some good things out on the base paths out there. Caratini 3-for-3, and then Yiner with the big home run, and Dubon with the big RBI in the eighth. So good team win last night for the Astros. You mentioned Verlander. We expect him back on Wednesday this week. He felt good when he woke up on Monday morning after the bullpen. He slept on it right.
That's just a pro right there.
It is,
sleeping
man.
Properly so yep. He doesn't end up being out for multiple days.
Okay. Yes, yeah. Here's Joe Espada pregame on Justin Verlander.
Yeah, he'll start on Wednesday.
Will he be on any sort of a pitch count? I know he only got up to 57 in his last rehab start.
Yeah, you know what? We'll see how the outing goes and how efficient he is. I don't want to put a number because he can surprise us. But we're going to keep a close eye on his workload for sure.
Air to the side of
conservative. Air on the side of caution?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder about that. Yeah, I guess, I mean, part of it with Verlander is, I think he's the consummate professional, and you trust him to tell you how he's feeling and everything. You know, you don't have to worry about Verlander typically, I think, letting his ego take over or something. He's going to be honest about how he feels. But I also worry that even if his ego isn't the problem, it's just that maybe he hasn't adjusted to being at the age he is.
Yeah.
Remember when he was doing the interview a couple weeks ago from the dugout, and he said he feels the same as he ever has? That actually made me a little bit nervous because obviously the signs of aging are starting to catch up to him. He's gotten injured
sure.
way more often, and it's affected him. So, yeah, I think that Espada might have to just be the adult in the room if the pitch count's getting up, but Verlander feels really good. Just like, all right, man, I know, I appreciate it, but listen, Grandpa, you're getting up there in years. You gotta give up the keys to the Maserati. We're going to take this slow, okay?
these are conversations that have to be had today with Verlander, not tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like they've got to go in with an understanding with him. I think
I'm not going to be satisfied unless Verlander, unless Espada actually has to physically grab Verlander and usher him off the mound. Yeah. Yes. He's going to get ejected for bumping
half
up his own player.
Walking him off.
Well, not a half Nelson. A half Nelson from the left side, maybe.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Whatever. With the opposite side of wherever he hurt his neck. And then Bregman took ground balls yesterday afternoon. I only saw a video of him taking ground balls, not throwing over to first base. Here's a quick update from Espada on Alex Bregman.
He hit. He took ground balls. And he's asking, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. No, he's just hitting cages. He took some ground balls. So we'll see how he feels. And before you guys ask me if he's available or not, I got to say it how he feels. And we go from there.
Okay. So, and there was some question last night as the game wore on, because at one point in the game, at the end of the game, Espada had emptied his bench other than Bregman. Yeah. So there was a lot of mystery. There's a lot of, I had Twitter open during the game, and there was a lot of back and forth. Like, okay, if they need to do something, if they need a pinch hitter, or somebody gets hurt or whatever, like, you know, Bregman, he's the last guy standing on the bench.
Yeah.
They didn't need him last night, fortunately.
Right.
So it worked out.
I wonder if, with Bregman, I'm not worried about the Astros being dodgy about it or anything. I think this is one of those, like, just mysterious injuries that they're not quite sure about. If they'd put him on the IL but then claimed that there was no big deal, then I'd start to wonder what the heck's up.
Yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast, we are off and running on a Tuesday, 713-572-4610.
Good job with the name, Sean.
Thank you. I said the name. I got the day.
Or the, the day.
The day.
I got the actual word wrong.
Yeah.
I got the common noun wrong.
Yep. All right. The Texans have a bunch of guys who have been injured in camp here for the last couple weeks. What's our concern level for these guys for the Texans' sake? And for their own sake, we're going to run through these as the Texans resume practice tomorrow, practice with the Rams on Thursday, and then the game with the Rams on Saturday. And today is a Texans ticket Tuesday. Be listening in the 7 o'clock hour. We're giving away Texans tickets in the 7 o'clock hour. Stay there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.